This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Railroads are a key part of commerce in Illinois. The state is a major connection point between the eastern and western United States and between north and south. Cars and coal, building materials and commodity crops, and a lot of people move on the rails in Illinois. And there could be major changes afoot in the industry with implications for railroads here. There's talk of a merger on the freight side, and Amtrak recently announced a 15-year plan that would expand and enhance service across Illinois. Joining me to talk more about this are two correspondents for Trains Magazine. Bill Stevens covers freight. He's based in the eastern U.S. Bill, welcome to the 21st. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And Bob Johnston covers passenger rail from his home base in Chicago. Bob, welcome. Thanks for making the time. And listeners, if you want to join our conversation, you can do so. 800-222-9455 is the number. That's 800-222-9455. Bill, I'm going to begin with you. There's movement toward a merger of the Kansas City Southern Line with Canadian National. Keeping in mind, most of our listeners are probably not intimately familiar with, you know, which carriers are going on the rails in front of them as they're just waiting to move on with their days. Can you talk about what this means, what this potential merger would mean for people in Illinois?
Sure. So let's start with the rail landscape in North America. There are seven Class I railroads, and those are seven big systems. And there have been seven since the late 1990s. There was a flurry of mergers then that left us with these seven big systems. Now, six of those are really big, and there's two in Canada, there's two in the Western USA, and two in the East of the US. And all six of those meet in Chicago. So their main lines converge on Chicago from all directions on the compass and crisscross the state. And Illinois is number one in terms of freight rail traffic in the country because of this. And the seventh Class I railroad is Kansas City Southern, and it is by far the smallest of the Class I's. And its main line just runs from Kansas City down to Shreveport and the Gulf Coast, and then veers across Texas and goes down into Mexico, where they have a concession to operate one of the two Mexican freight railroads. And last summer, there were a couple of infrastructure funds that looked to take Kansas City Southern private. And that was unsuccessful, but that sparked merger talks between Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern. And in March, they announced a $29 billion deal to merge. And a month later, Canadian National, which competes against Canadian Pacific all across Canada, came in and with a unsolicited merger offer that was 21% higher roughly for Kansas City Southern. And right now the Canadian National is in the lead for actually acquiring Kansas City Southern, and that would be pending regulatory approval.
I got to say, that is one of the best short, concise descriptions of the rail landscape, the freight rail landscape I've ever heard. So thank you for that. So if Canadian National is ultimately successful, what does this mean for Illinois? I saw in one of your stories something about a Springfield Speedway. I suspect that for those of us who live in central Illinois, there could be an increase in freight traffic potentially. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, so Canadian National back in the late 1990s acquired the Illinois Central Railroad, which, you know, one of its claims to fame was Abraham Lincoln was a lawyer for the company, and Mark Twain was employed by its steamboat line. But their main line runs from Chicago straight down, through to southern Illinois. But they also have a branch that goes from Gilman to Springfield. And in Springfield, that's where it connects with the Kansas City Southern, a line that goes from there to Kansas City. And both of these are not real high density lines. And in particular, the Kansas City Southern line is a very light density line. If you wanted to think about it in a highway terms, it would be kind of a winding back road. What Canadian National is proposing is spending $250 million to improve these rail lines. And that would be the single biggest investment that they would make as part of this transaction. And the idea is to connect Kansas City to consumers in southern Ontario in Michigan, and then also to Atlantic Canada ports.
Wow. So from the Atlantic Ocean through Illinois, over to Kansas City, down to the Gulf, potentially. Okay, that's the sort of the freight setup. Bob Johnston, let me bring you in. You cover passenger rail for Trains magazine. Can you talk about the Amtrak Connect? Is it Connect Us or Connect US? How do they pronounce that plan?
I think it's Connects Us.
Connects Us. But, thank you. Yes, it is plural, the awkward plural in there. So what does that mean for Illinois?
Well, actually, Illinois' routes are mostly state-supported. That means that Amtrak provides the operating employees and the equipment, and the state contracts with Amtrak to do that. And actually, under the Connects Us segment or their map that they have put out, they are really arguing for infrastructure investment that would help them to expand routes throughout the country. And really, Illinois has been at the forefront of being a very good state-supported client of Amtrak. So there are routes from Chicago to St. Louis, Chicago to Quincy, Chicago to Carbondale. Those routes would be more or less continued, but there would also be, on that particular map, they have a route between Chicago and Rockford. And they also have been trying to extend, and they actually have a federal grant to do this, to go to the Quad Cities. But engineering for a connection in Western Illinois has not been completed yet. And so that one, I think that's been on the drawing board since the stimulus package back in 2010, and nothing has moved forward in that. And part of the reason for that is that Connects Us and all of the state-supported services require that there be state funding. And in Illinois' case, that was interrupted when Governor Bruce Rauner became governor. He paused all of the rail expansion projects, including Rockford and the Quad Cities route. So that is the basis of what Connects Us is. And what they're saying is by 2035, these are the places that we would like to go. But it is not, it's not anything that they can actually do without the help of states.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. We're talking about the rail landscape in Illinois with Bob Johnston and Bill Stevens. They are both correspondents for Trains magazine. 800-222-9455 is our number if you have a question or a comment on rail transportation in Illinois. 800-222-9455. Bob, so we've been talking about the Amtrak Connects Us a plan for Illinois. Illinois does have, as you said, a number of state-supported service lines. They have been cut during the pandemic, as a lot of states did with sort of regional routes. We also saw cuts in Amtrak service. Where is that right now? You know, we were just spent the earlier part of the show talking about the CDC, you know, relaxing its masking guidelines. Are we seeing an increase in ridership on these regional and interstate train service lines?
Yes, actually, Illinois and Michigan, which also operates trains out of Chicago, have really not changed their frequencies. They have not restored frequencies. Both of them have two round trips, one between Chicago and St. Louis and one between Chicago and Detroit, that have not been restored, whereas other states and operating authorities across the country have restored full service. The long distance trains, one of them operates on the Chicago-St. Louis route, and two more operate on the route between Chicago and Galesburg, which goes to Quincy. They are going to all return to daily service beginning next Monday. But Illinois really has not indicated that they are going to increase frequencies on the Chicago-St. Louis route or add back one round trip each down to Carbondale or to Quincy until some unspecified time during the summer. And they are really late to the party. I have done a survey around the country, and frankly, California, they have 16 round trips now between Sacramento and the Bay Area. That's about double what they had during the pandemic. North Carolina has increased all of their services, and so has Maine between Boston and Portland. So those are the things that again, I am not sure what they're waiting for, because there has been demand. Just as an example, the Texas Eagle, which is only running three times a week now, was sold out on Sunday between Chicago and Dallas in two different places. And it was also sold out from Dallas to Chicago. The train that's arriving into Chicago today was sold out. They have not put enough equipment on the train, and really many of the state-supported trains have been sold out as well. So the demand is there. The trains are very safe. They have been safe. I've ridden them a number of times during the pandemic, and it's really a great way to travel.
And one of the few places, as the CDC has said, where masking will still be required, vaccinated or not, for everybody. We have a caller on the line. Wayne is calling in from Champaign. Wayne, quickly, what is your comment?
I think that before we build more rail, we need to increase the reliability of the rail we have. It's known here in Champaign that if you try and go to Chicago, there's a good chance you're going to get stopped by Canadian National Freight. Why did we take the second line of rail out? Second, why not start building underpasses and overpasses to take the automobile collisions away, which are often problems with delays?
Sure. All right. Thank you for the question, Wayne. Time is tight, so I want to let Bill Stevens, maybe he can weigh in on this. I know my dad was an Illinois Central man for much of his career, and he still talks with some frustration about the decision to sell off so much of the track, the double line that Illinois Central had running down Illinois. Bill, can you talk about capacity and efficiency and Amtrak and delays and how that ties in with freight? I know this has also been an interest of U.S. Senator Dick Durbin here.
Yes, it has been. Yeah, and that's a single track line. So when you've got a northbound and a southbound, they need a place to meet. And the place they do that is called passing sidings, which are short sections of double track. So one train pulls into the siding, lets the other go past, and then that train pulls out of the siding and back onto the main.
Freight is supposed to give way to passenger, right? Do I have that right?
Yes, you do. Yeah, that is technically correct.
And but I hear the laughter from our guests. Okay.
Yeah. And the Federal Railroad Administration just mandated in the last year new timekeeping standards. And Bob is more versed in that than I am. But if there's an increase in freight traffic from a Canadian National, Kansas City Southern merger, which is really all about linking Canada, the U.S. and Mexico, it would run on that line that goes through Champaign, the Illinois Central Main Line.
And we're so short on time. Is there any possibility of getting a double line back, or is the era of really like massive investment in train infrastructure, is that just something out of the past and unlikely, at least in our current climate?
It would take state support to make it happen. And that happened in Virginia just recently, where they bought essentially the freight railroad right away. The freight railroad retains freight service over that route, but the state is adding double track and essentially in parts of it is building a double track passenger railroad right next to the existing freight railroad.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. We are out of time. This has been a fascinating conversation, and I hope we can pick it up again sometime as we continue to observe what happens with rail traffic here in Illinois. Bill Stevens and Bob Johnston, our correspondents for Trains Magazine, thank you for being here today.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Rather riding on the city of New Orleans.
The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. That's it for our show today. Thank you for listening. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow.
Restless riders, three conductors, 25 sacks of mail.